It's a little late, so let's get started. So we are in Daf Lamed Vav on the top. I just want to go back to the flow. So the Gemara is going to ask now, we're going back five lines to the bottom on Lamed Hema base. The Gemara is asking on Shita Rav Nachman. Right? Rav Nachman, there was a machlokas that we had mentioned that when somebody comes to be Matir Neder, does he have to explicate the entire Neder or not? Sarach Lefarat Neder, Einot Sarach. So Rav Nachman said you do not have to be Mefarat to Neder. Rav Papa said you do have to be Mefarat to Neder. So it's not. There's a Mishnah Bechoros, Hanosin Nashim Ba'Aveira. So this is somebody who, like a Kohen, is Asher to marry a Grusha, Chalutza. So he's possible to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMedos, Achi Yidor Hana. Divorce is not enough. He has to actually make the Neder Hana that from the woman. V'tani Allah, and we say over there, Noder, he makes the Neder Ve'Ovid, and he can work right away, even before he's divorced her. And then he's Yoreh, then he stops doing the Avodah, Umegarish, and then he's divorced her. Yamar, Ein Tzarech Lefarat Neder. And if you say you do not have to be Mefari to Neder, so Lechus Duma Azlaka V'Chacham V'Sharilei. So maybe you will be worried that he'll go to a Chacham and he'll be Matu the Neder, and now we do the Avodah with Ibn Isser. So the Mar says, Demadrina Lei Birabim. The Neder that he makes is done Birabim, and we're going to hold. We'll see what we hold. So Hanicha, if you make the Neder, is what we got up to. Hanicha. If the Leman the Amr Shaneder Shehu the Barabim Ein Lo Havara, that's all fine and well. According to Man Damer says that taking Neder Barabim, whatever that means, you cannot be Mati the Neder. Ella Leman the Amr Yesh Lo Havara. According to Man Damer says Yesh Lo Havara, even if it was Neder Barabim, my Yikol Meimer. How do you answer our Mishnah? How the Kohen can go to the Chacham and be Mati the Neder? So he says the Martimin Le Al Das Rabim. It's a different concept that we saw in Maseches Nedarim that they make the Neder Al Das Matim Rabim. You have two people. You say the Neder is made on their das, and that makes it a neder that you cannot be matir. Damar Meimer, because a Meimer says Hilchos Alalach is Afilu Man Damar Neder Jehuda Barab Yeshlo Afari. Even though according to the Man Damar says that a neder that is taken in public does not have hafara, but Al Das Rabim. But if it's done Al Das Rabim, Ein Lo Hafara. Al Das Rabim. Rashi says Tap Rashi Kach Yomrlo Hare Anu Madirin Oscha Al Datenu. It's on our das that you're taking the net there. So everyone agrees that does not have hafara. But Vahani Mili, that they do not have hafara, that's l'dvar reshus. That's only for l'dvar reshus, that you don't need the guy to be mayfair as neder. Aval l'dvar mitzvah, but if it's a dvar mitzvah, then yesh lo hafara. If it would be for dvar mitzvah, there would be hafara, because the rabbim would need him. Right? What was the dvar mitzvah? The second Tosos, Omer ben Otam, Mishum de Mistama Nichel Lehu L'Rabim Mishum Mitzvah. Because the Rabbim would need it. So even that das of those other people would be permitted, would permit him to be Mayfir the Neder, to figure out what the case is of a Dvar Mitzvah. But whatever that definition would be, where even if you take the Neder, Al Das Rabim, you'd be Mayfir the Neder. In our case over here, so what's the case over here? The case over here is that he took the Neder Al Das Rabim. So if he took the Neder Al Das Rabim, he can't be Mayfir it. And therefore, it's not a riot that you have to be Mefari to Neder. Because even if he's not, he will never be able to mati this Neder to begin with. Because it was Al Das Rabim. Okay. Gemara says, now the Gemara gives, like I said before, what is the example of a Neder Shehitiru? Neder was taken Al Das Rabim, that they were matir because of the Dvar Mitzvah. So Yossi is not going to like this. Kiahu Mikari Dardiki, he had his Milamati Nokos. The Adre Rav Acha Al Das Rabim. The Rav Acha made a Neder. Rav Acha forced him to take a neder that he would no longer teach the kids. He took the neder al das rabim. Why? To have a pashe biyanuke. Seems like he used to hit the kids.
Yeah.
He used to hit the kids. Rashi says chovot on yosem ridai. It seems to be abused the kids. Mm-hmm. Right. But Adri, and then they put it back. Ravino after it was matan neder. Lo ishtuk gadaya kavase. They couldn't find anyone who could teach them as well. So they had this danger in the classroom because there was nobody else to teach the kids. So it seems to be. Again, you cannot put the 2016 mind, no. Into what happened then. What? No, nothing. Social media is a disaster. Okay. But Adim Chosman, I'll get with Tikkun Olam. Back to the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah had mentioned a list of things that are done because of Tikkun Olam. So then, one thing the Mishnah mentioned is that witnesses sign on the get with Tikkun Olam. So Gemara says right away, with Tikkun Olam. People signing on the get with Tikkun Olam, Deoraisu. That's a din deoraisa. Dichsiv, and then quote a pasuk from Navi, but I guess it means Divrei Kabbalah, it's written in Tanakh. The pasuk says, by Yirmiyahu, remember we mentioned this pasuk a few times, when he spoke about when people were going to Golos, he told them to buy lands, and he spoke about the writing of the Shtar, when they were buying the Karka, he says, the Kasova Sefer, write it in the book, the Chasom, and sign. don't know, we had mentioned this before, we always mentioned that the answer was Eitzah Tova, that it wasn't, that he was necessary teaching the halachos. Well, you see from here, that Yirmiyahu is being menabin, the shame of Hashem, that even though Bnei Yisrael would nigzer to go to Golos Bavel, in the future they'll return to Eretz Yisrael, they should buy fields, they should write a shtar, and have Edom sign on it. So, and therefore, and there we learn that all staros, even a get, should have chasimus Edom. So Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Lo Tzricha, means Takana Rabban Gamliel, is only, according to the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, the Amar Ede Mesira Karse. It's only according to Rabbi Elazar who says Ede Mesira Karse. Rashi says, the Perak Basra, look on top, last wide line on the top, and like we'll learn later on, if we're going to go all over the place, Ede Mesira Karse. Now what gives the toke, what gives the validity to the get, is the witnesses that witness the transfer of the get. Ede Mesira Karse. The Katani Rav Elazar Omer Afilo Ein Alav Edim. Even if there were no witnesses signed, Elisha Nasnula Bifnei Edim Kasher VaHaikra. And this pasuk, like we mentioned before, is Eitzah Tova Kamashmalan. It's just an Eitzah Tova. So, according to Rav Elazar, they made the concept of Edi Chasima. Why? He says Takin Rabban and Edi Chasima back in the Gemara Mishum Tikkun. Let's read that better. Amar Rabba Lo Tzricha. All right, Lo Tzricha Le Rabbi Elazar. The Amar Edim is Sira Karsei and Takin Rabban and Edi Chasima Bifnei Tikkun Olam. The Zimnin, because sometimes or oftentimes, the Maisi Sahate, right? Maybe the Edim Asira died. They're no longer there. You're going to try to validate the get. There's no witnesses signed on there. So you're going to try to validate the get with those witnesses who witnessed the delivery of the get. And they're not here because either they died, Inami, the Zimnin, the Uzli, sometimes they, the Medina Sayyam, they're just not here. They may have traveled. So therefore, they made a takana that the Edim, there should be Edim, they should also sign. Usually the Edim that witnessed it are only the ones that signed it. They are the ones who signed the get as well. And therefore now, you can validate the get based on the signatures in the get. Major Machlokes we shown him, when Rabbi Elazar says that you can use Ede Chasima, does that mean only Ede Chasima will work as well? Meaning if I didn't have Ede Mesira, I just had Ede Chasima, will Rabbi Elazar then agree that that's valid or not? So Machlokes Tosus in the Rif, and all the Rishonim get into the fray. If we had more than 45 minutes to learn a daf, we could go into that sukkah multiple times throughout the Masechta. Okay, Rabbi Yosef Omer, Rabbi Yosef says, no, I can even say, Afilu Tema, that the Takana of Rabbi Gamliel was even according to Rabbi Meir, right? Afilu Tema, Rabbi Meir. Right? V'hiskinu, sheyu edim, mifarshin, shemoseim, begitim, mipnei tikkun olam. The Takana was that the edim would have to actually write their names, mipnei tikkun olam. What does that mean? So, Rashi says, mifarshin, shemoseim, Ruvain Oshimin, because Meikara lo hayachosmim ela ani ploni chasamti. Because I signed this, like without names. That was initially. Just ani ploni chasamti. Hey, velo hayah no kev shimo. You hear him write the name, right? The kedusanya learned in the brisa. Barishona before the kind of Rabbi Gamliel, hayah. I mean the aid kose would write ani ploni chatamti aid. I signed this. And I don't know what that means. There's no name. It's just that he says, I'm an aid. I'm a witness. I don't know what the Havamina is. So, Im, Kasav, Yodo, Yotzi, Makam, Acher. And the only way that they would be able to validate the signature was via handwriting. He would say, so, Im, Kasav, Yodo, Yotzi, Makam, Acher, Kasher, Im, La, Apostle. Someone comes and makes an error on the get. The only way to validate it would have been to compare handwritings. You have to have a handwriting sample. And if you don't have a handwriting sample, you wouldn't be able to validate the get. Right? So Amar Rabbi Gamliel. So Gamliel says Takana Gadol Iskino. So they made this Takana Shahayu Mufarash and Shemosayim Begitin that they would write their names in the Gitin, and therefore Beis Din would know the name, and they would be able to could now find the name, I guess, in the list and compare it that way. Mipnei Tikkun Olam. Right? Rashi says. Like it says, "Gedesani imai kosev yadam mekam akasher." To mitoch shelohayim mafari shemo. Originally, Rashi says they wouldn't explicate the name. Lo hayu yodim levakish edim makirim viyodim sheyidu ksav yada. You'd have nobody. You wouldn't be able to ask to find out who they are. By tzrichim lachzor achostar sacherim shechasim meseihem domilazo. You have to go do some handwriting sample. Go through all the files to see. They didn't write anything. I don't know. Viniskaim would be based in. They didn't do that originally. That's the Kana Rabbi Gamliel. Viniskaim would be based in Ayde Hadas Hachosman Atzmam. Kaim Lam Ksubos. Like they said in Ksubos. So, Mipnei Tikkun Olam, Shemei Acher, Shei Sparsha Shemosam. And they only after Rabbi Gamliel, they actually write the names. So, that seems to be that before Rabbi Gamliel, they didn't write the names. What did they do? I don't know. That's what they didn't do it. That's what the Kana was. The Kana was, you guys are incredulous. How could it possibly be? Rabbi Gamliel was the same way. And since he was Rabbi Gamliel, he had the tokef to make the takana. So he made that takana. So you have to write the names. So you ask the question again and again and again. I'm telling you, before they had the takana, that's how they signed it. After the takana, they didn't. And they put the edim on it. They put the names. So the Gemara says, seems to indicate that only with names is it okay. Ubisiman alo, you had mentioned, what about a simon? Not an X, but a simon. A guy has a known simon. Bahar Rav, like Rav, he did Sayar Kavra. He would draw a fish as his signature. For Rabbi Chanina Sayar Harusa, he was some sort of leaf of a palm branch. For Rav Chizda Samach, he would do with the Samach. I guess it's the letter Samach. For Rav Osia Ayin, with the letter Ayin. And Rabbi Barhuna Sayar Makusa, which I think is like a sail of a boat. So therefore, you see from here that you don't have to write the names. You can have these simanim. So the Gemara says, Shani Rabbanon, these Rabbanon are different, Divikin Siminayu, because everybody knows what their simon is. So the Gemara says, okay, fine, now we everybody know. How did it get to the point that everybody knew? So Me'ikara B'mayefkinu, how did it come out right before that this is their simon? So he says, Midiske. Midiske means, Rashi says, Shtari She'elos V'tshuvos U'shlumos. They used to write letters. Official, also one says Shlomos, which means just regular letters. But they used to write regular letters, or Shilos and Shuvos, and they used to sign them. So we knew what their signatures were. And once that was established, that was their signature. So in the Staros, that would be valid as well. Okay. Next thing the Mishnah mentioned was Hillel Hiskin Prozbul, right? Mipti Tikkun Olam. Hillel made the Takana of the Prozbul because of Tikkun Olam. Hold to do, based on the Gemara here, the Gemara Makos, what's the difference between Prozbul and Moser Staros of Lebezdin? Because if you look at the Gemara Mishnah and Shvius, Mishnah Shvius says that there's Moser Staros of the Beis Din, Shemitah is not Meshamet, and then it says Prozbul. So it's two, looks, seems like two separate things. The Ran also asks over here, the Ran says, what do you need Prozbul for? There are so many other ways to not worry about Prozbul. You can be loan on a Mashkon, sometimes they say with a Shtar, if you have loan on the Shtar, because then you have encumbered property, it's not Meshamet. All these other ways to go about dealing with the Shemot without the Prozbul. So the Ran answer is, okay, in the Chanami. So maybe a guy doesn't have collateral, maybe a guy made a Milva Alpeh, all these other things to deal with those issues. But that's there are other ways. The whole idea of what you have to do is you have to avoid the concept of low egos, of going after and making the claim directly to the borrower. But if you avoid making the claim to the borrower, like you have Moser Staros of the Beis Din, or you write the Prozbul, or it's Milva Bishtar, so you're going after the Lukukos, or it's you have a mashkon, which you can collect it straight from the collateral, then you violate this. You don't violate this lo yigos, and you wouldn't have the issue of shmita being mishamit as well. So it's not awesome. We learned in the Mishnah Shvius, which I just referenced, that if you have a milveh, you have a loan that a prozbul is written on it, eino mishamit. It's not mishamit. And ze echad min hadvarim shehiskin hillel zakein. The Mishnah continues. These are one of the things that Hillel made a takana about. Sheraa esa'am, he saw shemnimnu milahalvo zedzeh. He saw that people, the lenders, were lending money because they didn't want, people weren't paying back, and he wanted because of shmita. So came, you know, and that they violated. Va'avru amashakasa b'torah, he shamer lecha penye davar imlocha b'liyal leimor karosh nasa shmita shata shevash masa shata shmita v'ra'in echa b'achicha v'ha'evyon lisitein lo. You have a sin to withhold the loans. So therefore, Amad v'hiskin Prozbul, he got up and he made the takana of the Prozbul. Fine. I mean, meaning that the Malve would send the Shtaros, I guess he was to, he write this Prozbul and give the Prozbul to Beis Din, and then, or he'll have it, and then when he goes to collect the money, it's as if Beis Din is collecting it, right, not as if he is collecting it. V'zehu gufo, and what's the text of the Prozbul, which we actually saw this a little bit before. It says, V'zeu gufo shel Prozbul, Smosrani lachem ploni, I said to you, ploni dayonim, shebemakom ploni, or in such place, shekolcho, sheish itzo ploni, any loan is basically owed to me by so-and-so, sheegvenu kozman sheirtza, I can collect it anytime I want, v'adayonim chosim lamata, either dayonim can sign underneath it, o ha'edim, or the edim could sign underneath. That is the text of the Prozbul. So we mentioned that before. We mentioned that earlier, Gemara. Is it Edim or is it? We said if it's written by Lashon Dayanim and signed by Edim, it's still kosher. If it's written in Lashon Dayanim, is written by Lashon Edim and signed by Lashon Dayanim, it's also kosher. We do it with three. We have three people put down. That's how we go ahead and do it.
But if it's such a bad thing that every 7 years people would have to give back the money they were lending, why did God make it?
You asking me what God's reasons are? I have no idea. That's the toughest question I've received in those 7.5 years of this year. Right. So there are other ways. I'm saying there were other ways to do it without having to be Mishami. There were other ways. Right.
You're saying the whole structure is ineffective.
So it says. I mean, it's state and pasuk that if it goes away, it goes away. What? It's not so. I've been watching Stissel, so maybe it's coming into. I don't know. Umi kamidi demidoraisa misham teshvius. How can it be the hill made the takana? How can it be that midoraisa the loan is cancelled? Midoraisa the loan is cancelled, but comes hill over hiskin hill to lo mishamta. And always, no, it's the other way around. It's your question, but the other way. Midoraisa the loan is cancelled. Comes hill and says no. We're not going to cancel the loans anymore. We're going to uproot halacha midoraisa. We're going to uproot it. So Gemara says, Amar Abaye says, so says Machlokas, the Gears, Abaye gives an answer here. Later on, we'll see Gemara, an answer given by Rava. The question is, the Gemara, the answer that Rava gives later on, does that go on this as well? But Abaye's answer is, we're talking about Hilomay is a kind of prosbol b'shvius b'zmanazeh. It's shvius b'zmanazeh after the korban. The Rebbe, and goes according to the sheet of Rebbe, who says what? Who says that that shmita b'zmanazeh that is the rabbanon. So the problem is though is that when did Hillel live? Well, he's not here to tell me, but Hillel lived before the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. It was well before the korban. Yeah. Right, no. A level playing field means non-level playing field. But yeah, he's a socialist. No, but Hillel wanted. What Hillel wanted to do is also we end up. He wanted to. We need liquid markets. If you have now the market going down, there's illiquidity in the market. No one's making loans. There's no debt issuances. There's nothing going on, and you can't. The market can't continue. So he has to try to do something for him. For the market, he's the Fed. He's trying to get loans out there. Right, so he holds like Rebbe, who says that Shemitah's Ksafim Bismanazeh is the Rabbanan. So Rashi just points out, he says, look at Bishvit, it's just important Rashi, Bishvit's Bismanazeh. The Hillel Kirebi Svirle, Hillel holds like Rebbe, the Amar Shvius, Lashmatos Milvi Bismanazeh, the Rabbanan. But the whole idea of Shemitah's Ksafim Bismanazeh is the Rabbanan. So therefore, he's not being Oker Adindor Rabbanan. So he's only Oker Adindor Rabbanan. The Afal Gav, the Hillel Vayashani, even though Hillel was from the Bayi Sheni, Have, Sfirle La Bayi, Abaye holds the Bayi Sheni, then at times of the Second Temple, Ho of the Lohayo Yovel Noheg, since there was no Yovel as well, no hug lo nagu shmita midaraisa. He says there was no shmita midaraisa at the time of the Bayi Sheni also, says Abaye. The Armina Be'erichin, because hey the Gemara Erichin, Manu Yovlos, they counted the Yovos, the Kadesh Shmitin Midirabanakamer. The Yovos were counted to count the Shmitin that was counted on a Dirabanan level. Right? Umatsasi Batalmide, Rabbi Yitzhak, Kalevi, Shakasa, Mosekas Gitin, Bishalmi, Minayach, Ain't a Shmitin Noheges, Elbas March, Yovel Noheg, Shenemar, Zed Dover, Ashmita, Shamot, right? Two Shmitas, it says Shmita Shamot, Echa Shmitas Yovel, Mi Echa, Acha Shmita Shvius. We saw in the Medrash that Shvius is Noeg without Yovel. It's a Machlokas. Rabbeinu Tam in the Toso says, I'll find that Rabbeinu Tam. Give me a second, I'll find it for you. It's the long Toso on the bottom. Just want to find a few words. He says. Why is it not underlined? It's underlined in my other Gemara. Omer being a time. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like 6 lines we're going to get wine. He says, V'omer being a time to Bayesheni Nohag Yovel. That they did do Yovel in Bayesheni. So what's going on here? So how do you figure out for Rabbi Yitam, if they did Yovel, then why wasn't Shemitah? He separates between Yovel and Shemitah, I guess. Yeah, basically. I mean, how does he know? He has to bring sources. He brings sources. He brings rayas. Well, they were knowing. He says because he says that they were knowing bati arichoma and all these other things. They were knowing was there. So he says that the second to last line. He says that the second to last word very difficult. He says velo tikin hilo prosbol udoro shrei hayabizman habayis. So he made the hilo made the takana for the future. when Shemitah is not going to be in effect, which is going to be difficult in the Lashon of the Gemara coming up. But okay, so we're going to go learn according to Rashi right now, that when he says, Abai says that Shri is Mazeh, it's the Rabbanon, and it holds like Rebbe because it's Shemitah is the Rabbanon, because it wasn't Yovel, and therefore when Hillel comes and makes the Kanan Prosbel, it's not being Oker Dava Mida Araisa. The Sanya, how do we know this? Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, the Pasuk says, B'zed Dvar HaShemitah Shamot, B'shtei Shemitah Sakasa Medaber. It says Dvar Shemitah Shamot, we just saw this in Rashi, but a different Limud. He says, Acha Shemitah Karka, V'acha Shemitah K'safim. You have Shemitah's Karka and Shemitah's K'safim. And therefore, B'zman Atam Shamit Karka, when you have Shemitah D'Raisa by the Karka, so too, Atam Shamit K'safim. But B'zman Atam Shamit Karka Midaraisa, Atamit Mishamit K'safim Midaraisa. You think they may be separate, because what does one have to do with the other? One's on the karka, one's on the goof. Why should it make a difference? So he says it's xeris akasav that they're put together. There's a hekesh between the two. If you have shmita karka midaraisa, you have shmita ksafim midaraisa. If you don't have shmita karka midaraisa, you don't have shmita ksafim midaraisa. You have it only the rabbanon, and therefore Hillel can make the takana. Right, look at the last Rashi. He's bezmanch, iatam shami karka. He goes, achshav, shabatla kedushas aretz. So there's no kedushas aretz, Rashi says. Iatam shami ksafim. It's not totally in the Kedusha of the Aretz, you would think. Nevertheless, we have a Hekesh that it's not Noheg. So again, Abai says, that is when there, and therefore what happened? So there was no Shemitah, there was no Shemitah's Ksafim, because there was no Shemitah's Karka. So then, V'takina Rabbanon did Tishamet, the Chachamim made a Takana that you should have Shemitah Zecher L'Shvius, so you wouldn't forget the concept, so therefore the loans are being cancelled now on a rabbinic level. So that Hillel saw that the nation wasn't lending, so Amr the Hiskin Prosbel. Then he made it and took up and made the Prosbel. Which is interesting though, because the Mishnah says that what did Hillel see? That they violated the Pasuk. Right? Right? He says, Hillel, he says, Tznan Hasam in Mishnah, he says, Shara Am Shanim Havozeh, the Avro Mashakasa Torah. According to this, they're not being over on anything Mashakasa Torah, because only being over on the rabbinic portion of idea of Shemitah. Not anything to Araisa. So I don't know what it means. They violated the Pasuk. Maybe they made the Rabbanah, they made the Takana based on the Pasuk, and they're violating that. They're violating the spirit of the Pasuk, I guess. They're still violating the Pasuk, actually, because they're not lending.
What they did before Hillel was, when the Araisa, they were worried about the economy then?
When? Before the Second Temple? Yeah. During the times of the first base of Mikdash? Maybe either they were better people that were making the loans. Or they were doing it in ways that didn't have to worry about the loan being canceled. They did it milvah b'shtar, or they did it, they weren't worried. They took precautions, or they were better people, and they made the loans. Okay, so now the Gemara says, wait a second, how can it be now that Midah Raisa, flip it the other way around, Midah Raisa, this loan is valid, right? Mika Midi, the Midah Raisa loan Misham Tishvias. According to this now, we're dealing with the times of the Second Temple, there's no Shemitah. Therefore, there's no concept of the loans being canceled. So the loan should not be canceled. I make a loan to somebody, come Shemitah, all of a sudden the Rabbanan say the loan's canceled. How do they have that power? Where do they have that power to come to cancel the loan? So the Gemara gives two answers. So Amar Abaye, number one, shave the Altasahu. Just shave the Altasahu. He's not actively doing anything. It's Machlokas Rishonim. Who's the shave the Altasahu? Rashi says, shave the Altasahu. He says, halo vehazeh. The borrower is Shevi Altase, right? Shav Ubatel the Eino Osa Hamitzah Lipro Eschovo. The Lov himself, Shevi Altase, tell the Lov, just don't pay back. That's the Shevi Altase. The other Rishonim say the Shevi Altase is the Malva. Don't go out and go collect your loan. Nevertheless, it's passive, and the Chacham have the power to passively. Same thing by Lulavan and by Shofar, passively they can make a Takana. Then comes Rava. Rava Amar Hefker Beis and Hefker. Rav says it's Hefker based on Hefker. So the question is, Rav is definitely answering the second question. Saying Hefker based on Hefker, Rashi says, Rav, and but the question is whether Rav is also answering the original question. The original question was on the Araisa level, how can the Rabban and Hillel come and say Mitakein, that something that was Nishmat is no longer Nishmat? They say Hefker based on Hefker. Does that apply to that? Rashi says Rav is answering both questions here. He's answering both questions. Look at Rav, Rashi, Rav. He says, Rav Amar La'olam, Bein the Rabbanon, the Pliya de Rebbe. Even according to the Rabbanon, who argue in Rebbe originally, V'amri Shviyis L'Hashmatas Malvim Bismanazeh Doraisa. Even if you hold Shmitas Ksafim is Doraisa Bismanazeh, V'tikin Hillel de Lo Tishamit. And Hillel still made the Kana of not to have Shmitas canceling of the loans. We said, how can that be? Midoraisa, it's canceled. Midorabbanon, you say it's not canceled. He says, Bein the Rebbe, the Amr Lav Doraisa, But Amar Rabban Tishma Lo Tikshia Davar. There's no kasha. The Bedavar Shebe Mamon. When it comes to Mamon, ain't kind of Akiras Davar in the Torah. There's no Akiras Davar in the Torah. B'makom Siag V'Geder. It's not a Siag or a Geder or a Din Rabban because Hefker Beis and Hefker works on the Deraisa level. The concept of Hefker Beis and Hefker works on Deraisa. So I think the way you learn it is that. Let's just look on the Rabbanan level. No, it's only about Kesafim.
No, I'm saying, so the only thing that is Misham is Karka?
That is not Misham.
That is?
No, that works. Even if you hold Shemitah B'Zman as Deraisa, which would mean that both Karka and Kesafim should be cancelled,
right?
So you could still say that Hillel makes the Takana Prozbo. We're not talking about the Karka. We're talking about the Shemitah Kesafim. So the way you do it is, so the question was on Hillel, back originally was, the Torah says these are canceled, comes Hillel and says they're not canceled. How can you do that? Hefker, Beis, and Hefker, which means that basically at the end of Shemitah, the Chachamim take the money out of the hands of the Ani, they put it into the hands of the Beis Din, and then you come and you collect it from the Beis Din. So it's Hefker, Beis, and Hefker. There are Rishonim who say that this answer of Rava is not going back to the original answer. It's only answering the second part, which was, if you say that Shemitah is Mazez the Rabbanon, and the loans are not cancelled, how can you say that they are cancelled? That, Rava says, Hefker Beis and Hefker. But Rashi learns it, that it goes to answer both questions. So now the Gemara says, where do we learn the concept of Hefker Beis and Hefker? We know it, we take it as a given throughout Shas. Where does it actually, where's actually a limit for it, that we actually know the concept of Hefker Beis and Hefker? So, Rava Amar Hefker Beis and Hefker. The Amar Rebbe Yitzchak Rebbe Yitzchak taught us Minayin Hefker Beis and Hefker. How do we know that Hefker Beis and Hefker? Shemar. This is in the pasuk of Ezra. This is during the time when Ezra was Dorish at the gathering of the congregation on that famous Rosh Hashanah, and everyone was crying about that they didn't know the Torah. And he says it was the big Tshuva movement, and he made a talk. He pronounced the Chol Asher Lo Yavol Shloshes Hayamim. Whoever does not come here for the 3 days, Katsaras Hasarim Vazakenim, like the proclamation of the ministers and the elders, Yecharam Kol Ruchusho, will make all his, will put in Chayrim all his Ruchush, will take away all his Ruchush, V'hu Yibadel Mikahal Asher Kagola, and he'll be separated from the congregation. See from here that they had the Koach to be Mafkir all his fields. Rabbi Lezer Amar, he says, I don't have to go back to the Navi, I can find it from the Torah. Oh, actually, it's not from the Torah, it's from Yeshua. He says, Mehacha, we say from here, this is when they were dividing up the land to the after the conquest of Eretz Israel. It says, Eile hanachalos, these are the portions, Asher nichalu Elazar Kohen v'Yeshua ben Nun, that were divvied up by Elazar and Yeshua, v'Roshei ha'avos, and the heads of the families. So, Chima inyan Roshei etzel avos. Why do you say Roshei Avos? It should say, you're saying it should say Roshei Matos. The heads of the family, the heads of the tribes, Roshei Matos. Why Avos? So lo melcha to teach you, ma Avos manchil nes b'neihem. Just like fathers, they divest and they give over the inheritance to their families. Kol mashu yirtzu, any way they want, the way they can set it up. Af Roshim, so too the Roshei of Matos, the heads of the tribes, or the heads of the court, Manchilim Am Kol Mashu Yirtzu. They can give you a property to the nation as they see fit. So that's the concept of Hefker based in Hefker. Okay. So now, next question is, interesting. Ibayiluhu, so now we have the concept of Prozbul. We saw how it worked. We saw why we made the Takana. So how it can work even though we saw the text of it, we saw how it can work. Even though the midaraisa, it shouldn't work. Now the Gemara asks, "Ibay lehu ki hiskin Hillel prosbo." When Hillel made this takana of prosbo, ledari hu desakin, did he only make this takana for his generation, or dilma ledari alma, or for all nami takin, or for all future generations? This is, to me, it's very difficult for that Rabbeinu Tam that we mentioned. Rabbeinu Tam said that Hillel made the takana specifically for the future generations. Right. Now the Gemara is asking. What's the kasha? Okay, so maybe Benatam might say, did Hillel make the takana specifically for that one generation after the Chorban, or for even generations behind? But I think it's a little dachuk. I think it's but that's how you have to answer for him, I guess. So Ibayiluhu ki hiskin Hillel prosbul ledari hu desakin ol dim ledari amud nami takin. So lemay nafkamina. What's a nafkamina? Nafkamina would be lebatule, whether you can be mevatel it. I'm not sure. Rashi says lebatule. He says, "Lahoshiv beizdin, I akshor dari shelo yu monim il hilvos lebatel es takanas hilol shafilu kasav prosbol yishamet." Maybe a beizdin who sees there in their generation that people are not withholding loans, maybe they can be mevatel the. In other words, it seems to me when you even say le dari, it means that the takana still exists. It's easy to knock off.
But we don't have a stronger business.
So that's exactly the point. So if it's ledare, then anyone can knock it off. But if it's ledare alma, then you need to be based in the godel men b'chachma minyan to knock it off. That's what the Gemara says. Exactly. He says, "Lamai nachkimina libatule." I amart ledare who desak in. If it was just ledare, mevatlinle. The koach of the bezel we could be mevatel it. If the time of the kana goes away, we can mevatel it. I thought it meant when he says ledare means it automatically goes away. It doesn't automatically go away even if he makes it the kana ledare. You still need somebody else to knock it off. But Eli amart ledare alma nami talking. But if his intention was that it should be a perpetual a perennial takana, then how can you knock it off? Ha ain bezin yachal vatel bezin different bezin chaveru. El im kein gadol amen b'chachma minyan. Assumption being that there's never going to be a bezin that's better than greater than Hillel's bezin.
What's the problem? So if you don't want to knock off the loan, then don't give it principal. Then the whole thing goes into effect. Like, what's the problem? You have two options. You can give it principal,
right,
and go along with Hillel's ruling, or you could not elect not to give it principal.
I hear. So if you cancel the concept of the takana, then even if you wrote a prosbul, it wouldn't work. If you canceled Hillel's takana, then a prosbul wouldn't work.
Yeah.
You're right. If you want to be a big grace tzaddik, there's another Yiddish word for you. You want to be a big tzaddik, so you can don't write a prosbul and be done with it, even during the times of Hillel.
Right.
But Hillel makes the takana, says if you make a prosbul, then you're allowed to collect it.
Right.
So what if we mevatel the takana prosbul, and I write a prosbul? It has no tokef, it has no validity. Okay, so Tashma. The Amar Shmuel says, lo kasvina prosbul, we do not write a prosbul, right, to get money from the lova, Lei, unless it is written, b'beidina de Sura, in the basin of Sura, that's where Rav was, or in my basin, Shmuel's basin was in Harda, but in other Bate Dinim, they would not write prosbul. So it seems from there that the takana for Hillel was only in his generation, right? Therefore, Shmuel says, don't write a prosbul unless you're in these really powerful Bate Dinim, because they have the koach to be mafkia mamon. But the Isak Daitach the Dari Alma Nami talking, if you would have thought that he made the takana for all future generations, Bashar Beidin and Amilichtavil, then Hillel is infusing the power into every Beis Din.
Right.
Why only in the Beis Din of Nardar and the Beis Din of Sura?
Maybe even more familiar with the process.
So he says, Dilma Kitak and Hillel Dari Alma, right? Maybe when Hillel made the takana, the Dari Alma, exactly, he says, Kagon Beidin today. He made the takana only to be valid in certain courts, like the court of Shmuel, like the court of Rav, or Krav Ami, or Rav Asi, the Alim Lev Kuyim Amon, Val Kuyim Amelo. But the Takane, like you're saying, the Takane only was made for these types of courts, that either knowledgeable, or they have the koach, or the power to do it. But a stomp court, like we do, I guess three people sitting down, maybe that's not part of the Takane. So we can't prove it, we have no proof over here. So Tashma, bring another Raya from Shmuel, the Amr Shmuel, Hai Prosbula, this Takane, they made the Prosbul, it's all blunted to Dayanehu. I think it means the chutzpah. It's like Ilbani the Dayanehu, I Ayasher Chayel Avatle. He says that it is Ilbona of the Dayanim. Im Ayasher Chayel, Rashi says, Im Echzikoach, if they have the Koach, they can be. Sorry again. Tashmat, Amr Shmuel, High Prusbol, the Takana of the Prusbol is a Buna Dayanahi. It's a chutzpah from the Dayanim. So he says, because they're taking money from one to another. So, Iya Yashar Chayel, if I had the Koach, Avatline, I would be Mavatal the Kotakana of the Prusbol. Ridiculous. How can you have this Prusbol? He says. Right. So he says, Avatline, how can you Vatal the Takana? But how ain't based in Yokol, Avatal Divre, based in Chavero, Eldi can go to Menachacho and Minyan.
Right.
So what do you mean he would vatel it? So Hachi Amar, this is what Shmuel says. I Ayasher Chayil, if I would have the Koach Yosemi Hillel, Avatline. Mashma, he cannot be mevatel it. Mashma was a takana, even Ladoros. Because you need the Beis Din Gadol, Imen Machach Minyan, in order to knock it off. And Shmuel saying, Oivei, number three, Shmuel saying, Oivei, that I can't be mevatel. I can't
that's
be.
Not Yiddish.
That's not Yiddish anymore? Okay.
It's English.
All right. Eichwald. So that, so that you can't, he can't be mevatel it because Hillel made the takana. The only reason why he can't be mevatel is because he's not Gadol Men Kolach Minyan. If it was a takana only for the generation of Hillel, then Shmuel would have been able to mevatel it. Okay.
How do we know Hillel's better?
That's our assumption, because he's Hillel. He's Hillel Gadol. Hillel's okay. It's Hillel. because we believe in Yerida Sadoras.
I understand.
Okay, that's the assumption.
But you can say about every generation.
That's the assumption, pretty much. Well, they do say about every generation. Okay. Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman says, I argue on Shmuel. I don't think it's a bad thing to have the prosbul. He says, Amar, I kaimina. If I had the koach, I would be mekayim it. So much as a kaimina, what do you mean you have to be mekayim it? Right? V'hamekayim v'koy. It's still in existence. Yeah. So he's saying, no, Hachik Amar. Ema be milsa. I would sit in Beis Din and I'd say, the afagav de lo kosov, kosov dummy. I would want to make it that every loan has prosbul automatically included in it. You know what?
Built in.
That's who he said. If I had the koach, right? He says he would. He would. He says, Ema by Milsa. He says, Oshiv Beis Din the Iskin. If I had the power, I would take a Beis Din and make the Takana, the Stal Malvin, you can Masurin Strosayim the Beis Din. The Alpha God, Lo Kosev, Neil Kemosha Kosev. I think it's such an amazing thing. If I had the Koach, I would add to the Takana to say that it's an implied covenant in the loan. Okay, not saying that it is, but he would want, that's what he would want, because he thinks it's such a tremendous thing.
Why can he do that?
What?
It's not going against Hillel's thing.
But I guess he doesn't have the power to make that Takana.
Right.
Maybe he doesn't have the Koach to make the Takana. So you buy Elohu? So now they ask, Shmuel said before that the prosbul is what called ulbana de dainiyu. It's ulbana. So I said ulbana, I define it as chutzpah. So he's, that Gemara now declares, what does ulbana mean? So is that lichna de chutzpahu? Is it lichna de chutzpah, which, and therefore Shmuel say that when the yonim do prosbul, they're knowing the chutzpah? Or lichna de nichusahi? Or maybe it's lashon of nichusa. I mean, this is a good thing for the dayanim because then they will have. It's going to lessen the schedule in front of them before Shemitah. But the case will be less, right? Rashi says.
They
clear the docket. Exactly. Lashon of nichusa. Shelo yitrichum lahagbos mavosei and lifnei shvius. Shelo tavo shvius v'tashmita. Hilchach iayasher chayal v'atlinei. You know what she's saying?
He calls it a convenience.
Yeah, it was a convenience because otherwise your docket would be filled in the year six with tons of people coming to collect their loans.
Right.
This way, I can push it off, clear the docket, I can go play golf on Wednesday. That's what they. Yeah. He's not listening. Okay. So, what?
That's my day.
That's your day. And that's not you. Okay.
Even in the suite, play golf.
He buy lu. How open to listen to chutzpah? Or listen to nichusahu. So tashma, come and learn. Da'amar ula aluva kala shizintza bekerach chuposa. That Bnei Yisrael, when they did the Cheta Egel, I believe that they were aluva. They were like a chutzpah kala that they were mezane right by their chuppah. So what does that mean? So Amar, and therefore you see that aluva means chutzpah. It means chutzpah. Amar Rabbi Mari braid the Bashmua Mikra. How do we know to compare Am Yisrael to a kala who is mezane under the chuppah? So Neamar, the pasuk says Ad Shehamelech. This is in Shir Hashirim. So even though when the melech was sitting with us, my smell, my bo sem tov, my good perfume, didn't give off its smell, and so we see that we defiled the perfume. But Amar Rava says Adayin Chivusahu the Gabon, Hashem still loves us. The Ksiv Nasan v'lo Ksiv Yisriach. It just says Hasasan, Nasan, but it doesn't say that it putrefies. It just says it didn't give off the smell. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. So we see that the lashon that we said before of Ulbana is chutzpah. So Tana Rabbanan Hane'elavin ve'ein Olvin. Some people who I guess accept people and mechatziv them, but they don't give it back to others. Shomin Cherpasan. They hear people be mevazed then the emeshivin and they don't speak back. Osin me'ava. They do the mitzvahs mi'ava, v'smechem yisurim, and they love him with the, and they don't get, they don't, they take the yisurim, right? They don't get disgusted, or they don't get discouraged by the yisurim. Alein akasav omer, this is what the pasuk says, the pasuk in Shiras Dvora, v'ohavav k'tzeis Hashem es g'vroso. The Ove Hashem will go out and get stronger until they go mile and mile until they're like their son, and their radiance is going to radiate amongst the entire world.
You go,
what? Dvorah, Shir Dvorah, it's in Perakei of Shoftim. This week's Haftorah, we'll be in a moment. Okay, very good. So my prosbul, what's the lashon? What does prosbul mean? The Gemara says, what does the prosbul mean? Amar Chizna, prosbule ubute. Pros means a takana. I mean, pros was clearly a Greek word. So I don't know what does it mean. So I guess they're trying to give gives some meaning in the vernacular. He says Amar Chizda pros, which I think means takana, right? Or Rashi says pros with a zayin. Lebule, who's the Ashirim, it's a takana for the Ashirim that they won't lose their loans. Opute, it's a takana for the Aniyim that there'll be liquidity in the market. They'll be able to get loans. Right? Bule elu Ashirim. The bule are the Ashirim. Niksiv, the pasuk says v'shavarti is going to uschem is in Vayikra. Perikavav in the Torah. The Tanya Rabbi says on that elu bolos should be Yehuda. These are the rich people in Yehuda. And buti elu aniyim niksiv ha'avet havitenu. It's a parsha of tzedakah. It says ha'avet havitenu. If he doesn't want talking about giving tzedakah, that's about talking about the ani. So Amar Le Rava Loza. Rava said to somebody who speaks a different language, because prosbul is clearly a different language. What does prosbul mean? My prosbul Amar Le simply means porsa de milsa. Means a takana. Right. That's what it means. It says porsa. The right Rashi says she'enu medaber b'loshon ivri v'hula uzo, but also she'shal Rava himenu zos hayim medaber b'loshon prosbul u'peirish lo she'b'loshono prus porsa takana. It means to make an enactment. Okay. We'll stop here. Everybody have a wonderful day.